The sun, giver of light, creator of life, over 4.6 billion years old.
And it's bloody hot, so get on inside where it's cool and listen to the Josh and Zachary show where it's really cool. Queensland is the fattest state, again.
In the world?
Yeah, the fattest state in the world. No, in Australia, mate.
Oh.
Queensland's the fattest state in Australia, mate. Absolute nightmare situation.
Well,
what are we doing?
That doesn't surprise me, though, Josh.
No?
I mean, what have we got in Queensland?
Oh, mate, everything.
We have McDonald's that delivers.
Yeah, there you go.
We're the only state in Australia.
You know, you think of a Melbourne. You think of a Melbourneite. You think of a hip dude, mm-hmm. into a bit of fitness, mm-hmm. into some fine dining. You think of a Melbourne guy. You think inner city slicker. You know, he keeps in shape, though.
Of course he does.
To go to his corporate job.
He's got to run around.
You don't even think about Western Australia, to be honest.
No, mate.
Northern Territory, well, they're out on the sheep stations and whatever else they've got out there, mate. Of course they're going to be thin.
Here's what I think. So, next year, we not become the fattest... We're not named... named and shamed, mind you.
Yeah.
The fattest state in Queensland. I mean, two-thirds of Queensland adults are obese or overweight. And I think it's a half of children. So...
Sorry, half the children are overweight, as in...
Only half
one,
of them.
Yeah.
It's one
so
in
got,
four.
So they got
one half.
They're really skinny up top and then a big ass. Or vice versa. They got a big neck and little skinny legs.
I'd like to see one down the middle.
I would too. Yeah. Mm. I would too. Yeah, they're reserved for more of those poverty stricken countries. They usually pump out. They're good for one of them a year or two. But the thing is, like you said, Zach, I mean, I think the problem is here's what we do, Queensland. For the next year, close the beaches. Mm. Stop coming to these. To the beaches, because that's the unfair factor there. We're all getting our gear off and everyone's kind of looking and going, oh, he's a bit bloody overweight, he's a bit overweight. You go down to Melbourne, mate, it's cold as hell down there. They're all rugged up, you can't tell what their physique is like. And then Adelaide, I mean, it's wine country. I mean, they're too they got a skinful most of the time. They don't care what you bloody look like, if you ask my opinion.
Well, Josh, it's funny that you bring this up, actually. Because I read an article from the Sunshine Coast.
Oh.
Where a man has taken issue to exactly this problem.
Has he just?
He's not gone the encourage people to eat better route. He's gone the angry letter route.
Oh,
do you mind if I read this on
air? You do know what an angry letter from a Sunshine Coaster. No, I'll tell you that.
To whom it may concern.
From Fatty Bumbladdies. I'll edit it.
I don't particularly agree with what he's written, but I agree with his right to write it, I guess.
Of course. Freedom of speech.
He's written, I don't appreciate fat. That's been underlined in red pen 3 times.
Or is it tomato sauce? No one knows.
I don't appreciate
it. Give it a lick.
This guy, he's really taken issue with this. He's written, I don't appreciate fat people wearing bikinis / short shorts when watering. Please cover up or I will report you. You disgust me.
Oh.
I didn't
the
move
in the head.
I love this though. I didn't move here for this. What's going through this guy's mind? Who's he going to report them to?
What's the report? Like,
yeah. Excuse me, Brisbane City Council or Sunshine City Council. A large gentleman is wearing a bikini or short shorts while watering his lawn.
I walk past my window. I'm trying to enjoy some mac and cheese. I feel sick. I can't stomach it anymore.
I didn't move here for this.
Well, the thing is, Zach, I mean, this comes all off the bat. I mean, off the back of Barbie. She's got a bit of a rebranding, Zach.
Okay.
Made her in proportion with more commonly sized women. So, obviously, they're taking the measurements from the Queensland public. But they've gone ahead and named her Lamely. Is okay. that right, Sarah? Producer Sarah? Lamely?
Yes, that's correct.
Could they have picked a fatter name?
And they did sizes of average 19-year-olds around the world.
Mm. That's I mean, what's true. The first, Zach, what's the first thing you think of when a girl comes up to you, or she's on the phone, hey, how you doing? And what was your name, by the way? And she goes, oh, my name's Lamely.
Hit the bricks?
That's a swipe right on Tinder if ever I've bloody seen one. What's your name? Lamely.
More like Lamely.
Well, here's the thing, mate.
Are you sure this isn't a wind-up? That's got
to
be it.
Serious.
It
has to
be. It's got to be a wind-up.
It's serious.
Lamely has got to be Lamely, cleverly rewritten. So
it's got to be an anagram for something.
It's an anagram. I forget what it's for. But they took, like, they did 1,200 average 19-year-old women measurements around the world and made them into
where they round Lamely. Them up from, a bakery? Hey. Well, here's the thing, Zach. I mean, they come with stick-on features. Like, remember when you used to get toy trucks and stuff like that? Which, you know, Mum would give us toy trucks because we're boys. I think that's very sexist, actually, if we're going to go down that route. It had some stick-on features, Zach. Lamely does. And it's good because there's a lot of her to stick things on. Acne.
Brilliant.
Some of the things. Acne, freckles, moles.
Cellulite.
Cellulite, blush. Stretch marks, and this is my favourite, scars. Why would you scar up a Barbie doll?
She's, like, been, she's been to the pub, she's got glassed in the face.
She's up in Sunshine Go. She's got a she's a MMA fighter. There are no boundaries. Women can do anything.
Krispy Kreme's closed early for the Tuesday. She's smashed through the shop front.
Poor old Lamely. Lamely. Well, Queensland, get yourselves into shape. I mean, I'm not judging if you're a husky man or woman, of course. I mean, I could stand to lose a few. No, I can't. I'm in perfect peak physical condition, Zach, and I think, what are you, 32 soaking wet? Kilos, that is. Well, I'm a faith. Only love can hurt like this, Zach. An absolute favourite of yours, I hear.
No.
No?
No, not at all, Josh.
Zach, just before we get into some commercials and just before we here we go.
The commercials, which are meant to be to pay the bills, are they not, Josh?
Yeah, yeah.
And yet, why are we sitting in a hot studio? Hey, I put it to you that someone in the switchboard is embezzling the corporate sponsorships.
No, that is not happening.
No, that's what we're...
Very, very reasonable rates, I might add. I think it's $3 a play. I mean, that's less than a cup of coffee.
We as a show...
How much is a bloody cup of coffee if it's less than $3? I'm not a big coffee drinker.
I don't know how much a
but bloody hell. Coffee is. I mean, talking about
the embezzlement accusation still stands.
No, it doesn't. not as part of, not of the Josh and Zachary show, of course. Maybe Zach might take a few liberties with his opinions, but he can keep that to him bloody self, I reckon.
Well, Josh, we've got to introduce controversy to the airwaves.
No, you're right.
Yeah, that's what we're paid to do.
No, you're right.
Hang on, we're not paid. Embezzlement!
Oh, no wonder we're not money paid. Zach, I've been talking about your favourite songs. The new Band-Aid song had dropped over the week.
Yeah.
During this week. Do they know it's Christmas?
Well, and, it's not Christmas.
No, I don't know what they're singing about. There's some Ed Sheeran got involved, of course, Bono.
People are trying to start Christmas earlier and earlier every year.
Oh, don't they?
It's disgusting.
Yeah, I don't even take my Christmas decorations down anymore. They're up all year round.
Exactly.
People walk in my house, they're like, oh, have you not done it, or have you put them up early? I was like, you've not taken them down, or put them up early. It's like, what difference does it make, mate? Mm-hmm.
And by the way, it's all the same at this point.
Well, Zach, the thing is, I mean, the song, I mean, it's a big popular song, and... the tagline or the big crescendo is, they say, do they know it's Christmas, yada yada yada, and like, how would they know it's Christmas? So, like, it's going to East Africa, like the funds are going to East Africa to fund Ebola.
Okay.
I think if they don't know it's Christmas, bloody well keep it that way.
They've probably got Ebola to deal with. If I'm going to be honest about it.
Let's keep it under our hats. I don't need. Yeah. I mean, the population was 150 million. Which, I mean, I don't need that many people on me bloody Secret Santa, if you don't mind my saying so.
Well, Josh, I don't know. Has this song been written because someone's gone to Sierra Leone where Ebola's broken out and gone, geez, these are a bunch of miserable sods. Do they even know it's Christmas?
This guy's
I'm
going to
write
some,
a song about this.
These guys could use some Christmas cheer, I reckon. Anyway, you listen to Josh and Zach on Switch 1197. We'll be back. Josh and Zach rounding out your weekend on Switch 1197. It's Brisbane's youth alternative. Zach, you were talking about, just before the show, a bit of an issue with your neighbours, mate.
Josh.
Which is an absolute nightmare situation, if ever I've heard one.
I'm in a very unique position.
Mm.
I wake up in the morning. I do my usual routine, maybe have a cup of orange juice on the alfresco.
I've seen your place, mate. I don't think you have what you would call an alfresco.
It's an
undercover area. Don't try to sound...
Bit of an alfresco dining situation with some orange juice and some peanut butter, mate. Mm. On toast. Beautiful. Sourdough, no less.
La-dee-da.
Next thing I know, Josh, I hear this god-awful car alarm go off. And it's going. You know? Bam, bam, bam. And to be honest, I'm okay with it. It's a noise that you deal with in the suburbs. You want to live in the suburbs, you hear a car horn every now and then.
Yeah, exactly.
Or a car alarm.
You're not complaining about how many crickets you're hearing out in the sticks, are they?
No.
They're not complaining about how many car alarms are going off.
Yet people want to get arced up about this car alarm. And I saw the most beautiful thing in the world. I'm sitting outside on my alfresco, having a latte.
Oh, God. It gets worse and worse, doesn't
it? Reading the Financial Review. And next thing I hear, this lady just losing her mind across the road. And
she can't get the app for the Josh and Zachary show to start.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, typical. That's you.
And she's, you know, it's 4 hours to go until showtime. Oh, she's obviously trying to tune in. And lo and behold, it wasn't actually about that. It was about the car alarm in question. Now, these two gentlemen have come to shut down the car alarm. She's having none of that, though.
Yeah.
She's having none of it.
No, she wouldn't.
She's screaming all sorts of things.
Profanities?
Here we go, yeah.
Leave them out of the story.
No, I'll leave them out of the story. But here were a few key points. You're parking in my lawn. Okay, well, number one, he was on the road. Across the road, mind you, from your own house. Their rebuttal, which I thought was quite fair, was, sweetheart, this isn't your lawn, it's the road.
Which you painted green.
Which, you know, she wasn't taking that lying down, no sorry, Bob. She hits him back with a, but it's outside of my house.
Oh, okay. So is the Taj Mahal, if you want to get down to the nitty gritty.
Nunda State School is outside my house. It's not my yard, though.
I don't own them. I don't own it and the kids they're in.
The police have told me multiple times I can't clear the kids off the yard between the hours of 12:30.
Because you want to play some extreme frolf. It's like frisbee golf.
So, number one, this lady's laying claim to land that she does not own, nor were they parked outside of her house. They were parked outside of a unit complex, again, on the other side of the road, not even the same side as her. So, she's giving them the business. Why can't you park up there, she says.
Oh, here we go.
There was another car there. Well, why can't you park over there, she says. There was also a car there.
She goes, how long's this going to go on for?
Oh, too long. But the crux of the argument was, stop your car alarm. We have. Don't let me hear it again. It's woken me up. If I hear it again, I'm going to egg your car. As soon as I heard that line, little old Zachy boy reclines in his chair and
ring-a-ding-ding.
Running his hands together, because guess whose car's going to get egged by my own hand, purely to cause another blow-up between these two neighbours. Never make a threat like that.
Especially don't... You want to keep threats like that in written form.
Yeah.
So no one else overhears them.
Hey, she's basically given me the keys to start a neighborhood riot. And am I going to sit here idly by not doing anything? Of course not. I'm going to egg the absolute crap out of this guy's car. I might even carve my name into it.
It'd be silly not to. You carve your name.
I don't know. Well, not my name. Scott of Atlantic or whatever he was.
Car alarms are a tricky situation in the best of times.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, but...
90% of car alarms, this is from the Bureau of Statistics, 90% of car alarms are false alarms.
False alarms. Cars just getting panicky.
90% of fire alarms are false alarms.
There you go.
You hear that switch?
So
if your fire alarm goes off,
best thing to do is lay in your bed, put a pillow over your head, and wait for its batteries to run out.
9 out of 10 times, you'll be safe. If you've got a family of 10, those are good odds.
just try to trick yourself into thinking someone's got some toaster going down. He's put it on the 4, and he should have been on the 2 to get a nice crisp brown. But Zach, I'll remind you of a time that you were in another house of yours, but not on the alfresco or eating sourdough or anything of the like. But you were awoken by a car alarm, and the gentleman came down and in a panic, like car alarms going off, nightmare situation.
Yeah.
I know my car, I've got my alarm set up so if I even so much as talk about my car in another room, it'll sound the alarm. So, you know, countless times I've had to run downstairs into my yard and turn my car alarm off. But you were telling me once of a story of a gentleman when you were living in, I believe it was Zilmia.
This was one of the best things I've ever seen in my life. And I saw a lot of stuff in I saw someone steal a life-size tree. Like, I don't know. Like,
was it a Christmas tree?
I say life-size so people don't think it's bonsai. It was a big tree. It was doubly size. And he's running down the street with this tree.
I got the tree, love.
Say what you want about Zilmia. It is an amazing place.
Wednesday
nights in Zilmia when the Centrelink check goes out. My word, it is a mecca of activity. They paint the town silver.
Don't they just... Only that is the only colour you can get from Bunnings. That is not under lock and key. So there's a reference there for those of you people scratching your head until it's raw and bloody. But, gentleman wakes you up with a car alarm.
Basically, no, it wasn't a car alarm. It was the age-old problem of your car horn getting stuck on. Now, this man was obviously a Rhodes Scholar because he had this figured out real quick.
He knew what to do.
I heard this car going off. Obviously, it was just a horn, a constant horn. And I thought... Well, that's got to be me, because I drove a real hunk of junk back then. And to my surprise, my car was sitting in the driveway silently.
Just looking up at you. Hey, wait, come on, give us some credit over here.
And for once in its brief career, not being slept in by a homeless person. which is another story.
Another story. There's so many Zilby influence stories. We should do a whole hour on it.
Yeah, we should. So obviously, this car horn's going on. So it's not my car. So I spy across the way, and I've established it's most likely a car sitting in this gentleman's backyard.
Mm.
Now, he tears us out the front. This is 3 a.m, mind you.
I laugh so hard because I can just imagine the panic on his face. And
I don't think he was even wearing a shirt.
No, why would he? There's an alarm going off downstairs, right? No time to put on your Sunday vest.
I got to give him credit. He was so, he was so concerned about anybody else being able to hear this horn.
Oh, yeah,
he was jumping straight into action. There was no dilly-dallying about. But I feel in his panic, he made a few crucial errors. The first one being, he basically just opened the bonnet, fiddled around a bit, car horn stopped on its own. No big deal. So I think, fair enough, he sorted that out.
Yeah, good on him.
He shuts the boot down, shuts the bonnet down. As soon as that bonnet hits the deck, mate, car horn's going off again. Now he's running.
The horn's scared of the dark. That's the issue.
He's running circles around his car. He's not sure what compartment he needs to get into. He's like, is there something in the back I can get? Is there something in the boot? He's just running round and round. He finally grabs something. I don't know what it is because it was dark. But he has a flashlight as well. He's shining the flashlight into the engine bay. And I've never seen a man dive into an engine the way this guy has. Essentially, half of him has disappeared into the engine bay. And at this point, my only guess is that he was putting his hand over the actual horn.
Absolute panic situation, because there's no end game to that. No. It's not like the horn's going to go, hey, all right, you got me.
You're going to have to hold your hand there the whole time.
For life of the car.
All it's done then is made this horn just make the most horrific, sort of sound. And it was phenomenal. And he's just panicking. I don't know what he did. He just started tearing things out of the car. And finally, he put this to rest. And he walked off in something like a Kill Bill movie or something like that, Quentin Tarantino, where they finally finish off the bad guy. And he walks off up his stairs. He closes the door. But then the camera cuts to the car and it goes, bloop, bloop. So, it's still alive. Setting it up for a sequel.
You're listening to Josh and Zach on Switch 1197. It's Brisbane's Youth Alternative. We'll be straight back after the Justice Crew. Dance with me.
Now would be a good time to come to the open space area.